Hey Chicago, this is John Bon Jovi, and here is Legendary on the Morning Mix. Morning, guys.
Hi, good
Hi.
Morning. How are you?
Very well, and how are you?
We're doing well. I'm Chris. This is Nikki. We're from the Morning Mix in Chicago. Pretty wild to get to talk to you. I got to tell you, my daughter is 4, and she has a fashion show at school today. And originally, we were going to chat with you in the afternoon, and I was like, "Hon, I'm so sorry. I got to talk to John Bon Jovi. I don't think I can come to the fashion show." But then you adjusted your schedule, and I said, "Babe, Bon Jovi moved for you so that I could see you."
I was just gonna say that's bull. You need to be at that fashion show.
I'm gonna be there, man. I'm excited. I'm very pumped. I'm very excited to be there.
Excellent. Thank you. That's great. Good dad.
Thank you very much. You got the new song out, Legendary. It's out right now. We're pumped about it. It sounds great. Now, in listening to it, one thing stood out to me very quickly when I first heard it is you referenced Neil Diamond and Van Morrison in the song. And how did it come that you decided to reference those two artists of all of the legends you could have chosen from? Or you could have just said, and me, because you yourself are a legend, obviously.
The brown-eyed girl is my wife, although
Oh.
I grew up on Van. And really, at the end of any night in a bar, it's living on a prayer, but that might have been a little too self-serving. So, I mean, the tongue-in-cheekness of the obvious things, but the brown-eyed girl is absolutely a reference to my darling wife. I grew up on Van. I know the songs very, very well. So, with all due respect, it was evident and obvious, but it is to my wife.
Oh,
That's
that's
great.
amazing.
And you gave Frankie a shout out already, so we're like hitting all the
You
best
really are.
stars, and I love it. People are gonna include you in more songs. And the Hulu documentary, I really want to talk about that. I've watched the trailer a bunch of times now because each time I find something new about it. So it's out April 26th. Thank you, good night, the Bon Jovi story. It seems like you guys like literally nothing holding back, right? It's all out there.
Yep. All the ugly truth. One thing we didn't want was a puff piece. And I relinquished all creative control. I gave it to Gotham Shoper, the director. He's an incredible director. I found this guy who was doing a lot of sports primarily, but I analogize life on the road in a rock band to that of a sports team. And when I met him and his father being Deepak Chopra, I thought that spiritual journey too, I had a familiarity with, and I felt that he and I would connect. So when he said, "We're going to tell the whole truth," and it wasn't going to be a puff piece, I went along with it. And I'm ecstatic with the way it turned out.
And you went along with it, and it looks like Richie went along. Like you got everybody to go along with it.
Oh, sure. If you're going to do something like this and continue on this journey, look, you guys have known me a long time. There's no plastic surgery. There's no hair plugs. I've gone gray.
Silver
Good
Fox,
for
Silver
you. No,
Fox,
you look
come
great.
on.
But I've been at this for 40 years, and people have been on this ride with the band. Some from the inception, some got on and off the ride in their own lives as their lives went on. But one thing that was always real was that we only ever told the truth. We didn't try to be something we weren't. And in doing so, people could count on that. And I could count on that. Because if I started to BS you, chances are eventually I'd get caught in the lie. So I gotta tell you gotta tell the truth. And this is the honest to God truth in a four-part
Four,
series.
yeah, I would say 4-part series.
Four
So
parts, yeah.
all released at one time?
Yes.
Great.
Amazing. Yep. We need the binge right
I
away.
know. Don't make me wait.
No.
Yeah.
So four parts, you're celebrating 40 years. It just dawned on me, as you look back on 40 years with Bon Jovi, when you see Chicago on the tour schedule, when it comes to mind, what's
Oh.
your first thought? You're like, okay, here we go.
Soldier Field. I mean, the memories I have in Soldier Field, playing Soldier Field, driving by Soldier Field, aspiring to someday play Soldier Field. Of course, countless nights in the arena and even in like what is it, the Hard Rock? I mean, the little clubs that we have done over the years. But it was Soldier Field.
Yeah.
It was playing Soldier Field. It's one of the highlights of my career. Has always been about going back for some reason. And then the time that my wallet was stolen out in front of the hotel.
That's real Chicago. I mean,
You
like,
got the whole experience.
Part of that was that when, literally getting out of the van on my way to my room, and I was like, "Hey, my little bag didn't make it up." And they were like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And My wallet was in there.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. We have a local band called Kill Hannah. They have a song called Welcome to Chicago, Mother Effer. And yeah, you just, there you go.
That
you,
was your
you,
experience.
You got it.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Awesome. And then the documentary, one more question about. So I saw in the trailer you have Bruce, which, again, I mean, amazing. He's the two of you both. Is there any other cameos you want to tell us about or no? No.
It's not a Talking Heads movie.
Okay.
You know, that was the other thing. Initially, I said, oh, I'm going to ask this one and this one and this one and Bono. And Elton and Paul McCartney, and I'm going to go down the line. And then Gotham said, were they in the bedroom writing those songs with y'all? And I went, no. He goes, why are we talking to them? I went, you're absolutely right. So now, if you even breathe in the great state of New Jersey, obviously Bruce Springsteen and Southside Johnny were influences. Not only were they influences, but as he, you know, says in the movie, and everybody knows for all these 40X years, not only were they my friends and mentors, but I would see them. The first time that Bruce jumped on stage with me, I was still in high school. I was in high school. I'm 62 years old. So they, when we played Music Cares and he came out to honor me at Music Cares, God bless him, at the end of the performance, we broke into the Promised Land. And people have said to me, well, why did you do that? And I said, because in 1979, he jumped on stage with me for the first time and I was singing the Promised Land. So here it is, you know, full circle, and I'm being honored by the entire music business with my idol. And I said, we have to break into that.
Yeah,
that
and congrats, so cool. Congrats on that, the 2024 Music Cares Award, that honor itself, so cool. And this new song is great. It's an anthem.
That's right, and it's not just a new song.
It's an anthem.
A full new album, Forever, out June 7th, a full album. I don't know how you're still creating new songs. Do you ever sit back and be like, we just took it one day at a time. I didn't even know it was 40 years.
Some days you think that 40 years went by in a blink of an eye, because how could you have imagined the boy in me sitting down in 1979 and saying, let me tell you a story and how this ends is 40 years, you know, 40 years later, we're going to get to this mile marker. I would have said, that's a good fairy tale. You know, tell me again. But never in your wildest dreams, as far as I personally ever thought in the future, was the year 2000.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was the year 2000. Mm-hmm. It was science fiction. I was going to be 38. Would I be married? Would I have children? Would I still have a career? That's as far forward as I ever looked. And now it's 24 years after that.
Wow.
You know, and we're still making number one records. It's crazy.
And opening clubs in Nashville and giving me rosé to drink first thing in the morning. Thank you for all of that.
We love it. It's amazing. I don't want to indulge you. I know, but are there any key changes in the new album? Or did you say I'm done with key changes? Okay, good.
Yeah, no.
Done with key changes.
No. Finally. With 62 years comes wisdom. Finally.
Awesome. Thank you, Jon Bon Jovi. I cannot believe we got to talk to you. This is so exciting. This is so great. I can't wait to play the new song.
And thanks for moving so I could go to my daughter's fashion show.
Really, Chris, get there. Nikki, thank you
guys.
Thank
you.